Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 73rd Venice International Film Festival. Today I have with me Antoine Fuqua, Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, director and actors of the Magnificent Seven. Sorry, my pronunciation, I'm nervous in front of you. So my first questions go to Antoine. What did you decide? Remakes are tricky, you know, so what did you decide to embark upon this project and manage? How did you manage to have a traditional film but still so modern and universal?
I wasn't trying to do a remake because you can't remake a movie. I was just trying to see the movie from the world that I'm in, the world that we live in, you know. So I think when Denzel and Chris signed on, it became special to me because of what they bring and what they do. And then the other actors, Ethan Hawke and all that, it just became very special. And so Vincent D'Onofrio, Ben-Yun Lee, you know, we had some, you know, Elvis, he says. He's like Elvis in Europe. You know, he's so cool, right? The Asian guy. And then we have Martin, the Native American, you know, it just kind of, and Manuel, the Mexican. It started to just feel more like the world, the world of the West, as we did our research and how it really was. And then also, it just started feeling contemporary because that's the real world. The Hollywood back then, that wasn't the real world. So we were just trying to make it more authentic to that and make it entertaining. And the thing about this movie is that they're the coolest guys. I wanted to be one. When I saw The Magnificent Seven, I was like, I want to be one of these guys, you know. That was the idea. And I watched it with my grandmother. And as a kid, I just wanted to be a cowboy. But I wanted to be one of those guys. I didn't even really understand why. But if you watch that movie again, Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen, for no other reason except they decided to do it, put their lives on the line to take the Indian to the graveyard in The Magnificent Seven. They were dealing with an issue back then that people don't even talk about when they talk about The Magnificent Seven. That's how they met. So, you know, we're taking on our version of the world today just by just doing it.
Denzel, I really love the balance that there's in your character. I mean, we don't know that. We know that he has killed people, but he still managed to find fate, his own relationship with fate. So I was wondering, how did you work on this?
Prayer. You know, certain men are put on this earth to protect others, and that's complicated. You know, Anton was talking the last few days, and I didn't know this, about the seven samurai that the townspeople actually started killing. They were killing samurai. I was like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, and when I did another movie years ago, and there was a lot of really strong military men, special forces kind of men, and they always knew each other, and they always knew who wasn't one of them. It was British Royal Commandos in the two para in London, in England, but they always knew each other, so they know what their job is. And yes, they're killers, and killers know killers, and killers know who are not killers. So you read the room when you come in the bar, but somebody's reading you as well. And it takes one to know one. Everybody scatters. Now there's these two guys. You go, oh, okay. There's a killer talking to a killer, having a drink with a killer. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you didn't have to say a word.
And nobody...
Chris, there's an evolution in your character. At first, we think that he cares about nothing. And then through the film, we see that eventually he finds his... I don't want to say something strong, but his purpose in life. So... Is he correct?
Yeah, when you first meet Faraday, he's a bit lost. He's kind of blowing along in the wind, drinking, gambling. You know, he's a gambler. And I figure he sees Sam Chisholm walk into a bar and clear the room out simply by almost touching his gun. And he thinks, you know, he gets a sense of who that is, and a little bit later on, you know, he thinks that's a bet he wants to take as a gambler, you know? That's the kind of long shot odds he likes. And so, yeah, this is a character that's mired in the feeling and the darkness of having sinned, the ultimate sins in his life, and is given an opportunity to reflect upon that and redeem himself, and understands that, you know, the weight of those sins are going to follow him to the grave unless he does something to redeem himself. And so that's kind of the journey you get to see with this guy.
Thank you so much. No, I just that we have no more time, so I have to. Thank you so much, Denzel Washington, Antoine Fuqua, and Chris Pratt for being here with us on Fred Film Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.